What if I told you that reducing stress actually helps you to get more shit done? Well, this week, I'm going to give you some tips and tricks on how to be more productive and efficient by reducing some of that stress at home and work. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of the Get Shit Done podcast. And when we think of getting shit done, I really like to reframe that. I take that topic, getting shit done, because that's the thing that a lot of us moms feel like we have to do. So it's my way in to like support you guys, right? But when you start diving deep in with me, whether it's in the Moms Get Shit Done Club or listening to this podcast, I hope you recognize that it's not actually about getting the things done. It's actually about retraining our brain. And in the end, we actually can have more of a balanced approach to doing things. And as we have evolved in our society these days, a lot of us moms are busy working inside, outside the home. We have a lot more tasks than they did years ago. And so it's not really set up for us to thrive in that way. And we kind of have this need to feel like we have to do all the things. So that's kind of how this emerged. But what if I told you that actually reducing stress, reducing that stuff, not only helps us to feel better, like it really does, but it actually helps us to get more done in the long run. So today on the podcast, I really want to talk to you about ways that we can reduce stress as busy working moms to really, in the end, boost our productivity and efficiency. So it's a known fact that when we have less stress, we're better able to focus, to make clear decisions, to manage our time effectively, and really make those educated, reasonable, decisions about what we're going to do in our life. We're not reactive. We're not in the heat of the moment. We're not overwhelmed and leading from that feeling. But I know, especially the same as everybody else, that that's way easier said than done. It's nice to be like, okay, I'm going to be less stressed. I'm going to feel less crazy when I look in my kitchen at the end of the day. That's just not how it works, unfortunately, right? We're like, we've had that response for so long that our body automatically goes into that feeling. Our cortisol jumps up. We have that fight or flight response and we can't even shut it off. So that's really hard to do. It takes retraining of our brain. And I've been doing that for a few months lately. I'll do a little story, but I've had a challenging year this year at work. It's been stress that I haven't had before. And so I've had to really learn how to be able to manage that and still do my job. And it's a big learning curve, right? And I'm really proud of myself because I've been learning a lot of skills. I've been adapting my environment to what I needed it to be. And those things have been really helpful. And that's actually leading me to actually talk about those healthy habits that I've been implementing and those changes in the club this month. So we're talking about your stress management blueprint and getting shit done this month in the club, but that's side note. Anyway, that has really helped me to see and make the behavior change in the responses that I have to things. So, you know, before I come home from work and my dishes would be not cleaned up from breakfast, I'd have to make supper. The kids would be on a time limit because I'd have to be at an activity. I'd still have homework to do. Oh, right, there's like 3 loads of laundry upstairs that isn't going to get done because, you know, all the things happen. And then I have melting down kids because they're hungry at the end of the day. You know the deal, because I know that's you too. I would have this visceral response to that. I would feel shaky. My heart would beat. I'd be like feeling panicky, but then I would have rage and I'd be snapping at everyone and I didn't like that feeling at the end of the day. It's like, I haven't seen my kids all day. And the first way that they're seeing me is like that kind of feeling in response to them. So I knew that that had to shift, but I also felt like just because I said it in my brain, it didn't mean that it was going to happen. And when you've been doing something for so long and you know you need a change, it's really hard to find those, to actually like take those steps, even if you want to, because your brain's used to it. It's going to stay comfortable. Even if it doesn't feel comfortable, like those feelings don't feel comfortable, but your brain is going to stay what it knows. Making those changes is really hard, but that's how we learn and grow as moms. And I really hope that this podcast can offer you a little sliver and glimpse into that stuff, because, you know, us moms don't have time to go to all the courses and go to learn, read all the books and do all the things. So these little 10-minute, 15-minute podcasts are, I'm hopefully helpful to kind of lead you in that direction to helping you with some of the things we can work on. That's what I like to do. I like to learn as I'm doing other things. So one of the ways that I do this is throwing in earphones while I'm doing some cleaning up after school or supper. So those are some ways I can do it. But anyway, back to some tips about how to manage our stress levels, reduce them to actually up our productivity. So like always, I do a little bit of research for these podcasts before. Side note, beep, beep. If you hear kids in the background, you know, got four kids. I'm up early before everybody, but there's always one or two that come down and I'm trying really hard not to put them on screens in the morning. So you're going to hear them playing in the background. Okay. Back to regularly scheduled programming here. So I do some research for these podcasts and I look up, you know, generically, like how to reduce stress for busy moms and see if I'm kind of in alignment with what is out there. But you know what comes out there, comes out right away are the tips around having me time and having some quiet time to yourself and really helping you have some self-care. And lovely, and I do really feel like that's important. But like in the run of a day, when we come home, and like I said, when you're walking into your house and you're seeing all the dishes, you're having that response, you know you have to be somewhere, you have the homework, the kids are crying. That's not a time for you to be able to take me time, right? Like, what do we do in that moment? So that's what I'm going to give you right now. Like the first tip that I would suggest is to acknowledge it. So like we're in that moment, you're going to use that feeling that you have in your body, that visceral response to the overwhelm and stress as a trigger for your brain to be like, recognize it. Like, oh, yep. Okay. I see. I'm here. I'm in this moment again, like I was yesterday. So once we recognize it, we're able to then make a change. And that recognition that of that trigger is actually the beginning of teaching our brain to do something different. So we have to first train our brain to be, once we're triggered by that, like know that that's the time to do something different. And that might take several days of you coming in and having that feeling and it going on for a while before you realize it. And a few days after that, you'll start to be able to recognize it quicker. And that's the first step. And these things are baby steps. These things are long-term. This is not quick fixes. This is hard work. This is practice. But these are things we can do as moms. And again, once you recognize it, you can use that as a little bit of a trigger to then do something different. And we'll talk about that next. So you've had a few days of recognizing the trigger, your body's response to the overwhelm and that stress feeling. So you recognize it. Okay, we're on day like 3 or 4, whatever. You've recognized, you know, it's going to happen again. The next step that you do is take some deep breaths. In that overwhelmed space, you're going to consciously think about lowering your heart rate, lowering your cortisol, lowering the physical body response to that mess. And the ways you do that are taking deep breaths and saying to yourself, okay, I'm here. This is okay. I've dealt with this before. Hey, look, hey brain, this is my trigger to do these things. We're here again. We don't thank you so much for giving me these fight or flight responses for when I need it. But right now, I don't need it. I don't need to flee this area, even if I feel like I want to. Thank you so much, but we can calm our body down because I know what I can do in this moment. Okay, so in that moment, you have now recognized the trigger. After a few days of recognizing the trigger, you start to implement some deep breathing and kind of calm, positive talks to yourself around what to, that you're able to handle this feeling in this moment. Thank you so much, body, for giving me this response. I don't need it right now. So that's the physical overwhelm response in your body. And that stress over and over again every day can take its toll. It can actually associate stress with being home, right? Same as at work. If we have stress at work, we get there, a body responds like that. So we have to take time over several days and weeks to change that response. And that's what you're doing in that moment. And again, I want to say that these things don't happen quickly. So if this is the goal of like the daily response to things that you want to reduce the stress around, you need to do that for a while. So then after that happens, you can, the next steps you do would be just following the get shit done method, picking your top three, being realistic, setting a timer, choosing just three things, maybe delegating some tasks, all those things. You can grab the free get shit done checklist at the link in my bio to find out exactly how to do that. But then you're in that state of mind that you can tackle things appropriately. But that's the daily stress. What about long-term stress of our lives, right? So I'm going to dive more into that later this month as our topic in the club is around this. But a couple things that long-term help us, and we'll talk about how to actually implement these things this month in the podcast, but we need to be moving our bodies intentionally, because when our heart rate gets up, the cortisol in our body lowers, the serotonin in our brain increases, and our productivity increases over time. So, you know, have you ever noticed that if you, you know, have to do a little sprint from the car or something with your groceries and your heart rate gets up, then you're like, you have that momentum, that energy to put the groceries away? Those little bits of movement throughout your day actually do help to up your energy to increase your productivity. So it doesn't have to be long things. It can be little spurts of energy. So, or little spurts of upping your energy and upping your heart rate to increase your productivity. But it also reduces your stress because it lowers that cortisol. That's really important for us women, because if our cortisol is high, our response to our fight or flight response, our stress response is really high, and we are not thinking straight and we're reactive and it's no fun. You can't sleep. You can't maybe eat, or you do the opposite like me and you eat more because you're trying to like calm that feeling in your body. There's a lot. So lowering the cortisol over time is helpful. The last little tip I will leave you with is, after you've found moments of movement throughout your day to help up your heart rate and increase your productivity and lower your cortisol, you want to find mini mindful moments throughout your day, ways that you can do what I said before when you feel overwhelmed, make that trigger, take your deep breaths, and really talk to yourself kindly about, this is okay, I am safe, I'm able to handle this situation effectively. So if you find yourself noticing that you're having those stressful reactions in other areas of your life, you can actually use those same strategies and really apply it as well. And those things over time are really going to help us become more self-aware and react in a less stressful way. This is a huge topic. It's really hard to unpack it all in a quick mini session. So if you really want to dive more into all of this stuff, how can you lower your cortisol in other ways? How can you have these mindful moments and really retrain your brain in those things? I'm going to be doing a lot of that in the club, because we're going to be talking about the stress reducing blueprint to help you get more shit done this month in the club. But also some of these podcasts this month, I will dive into a little bit of that. But really the deep work and the supportive implementation of it is happening in the club. Again, I have a really great sale right now. It's the lowest price. I just want to make this accessible for everyone. The price to join me in the club each month is $11.99, and you can cancel anytime. So if you just want to check out this month and see what it has to offer, then click the link below in the show notes and check it out. I hope to see you there, and I hope that we can all have a less stressful week heading into May and enjoying this spring weather. Take care.
Well, that's it for me today. I'm likely needed for some mom duties right about now. Thanks so much for joining me for a chat, and let's do it again soon. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at Brianne_McKenzie123.